Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, my beautiful people that I miss so much. I'm so glad we're all back together. We are still researching places to take the show. I'm kind of leaning toward instant teleseminar, but you will get notice. We're hoping to have it in place by next week's show, so make sure you check. It will be posted on the homepage, and you should. If you are signed up on my email list, you should get one. All righty, about where we're going and what the next part of this grand adventure is. All right, I've got some pretty exciting, awesome information with proof. You know, we have been directing energy forever, telling energy how we want it to take physical manifestation and connecting it with love. What I haven't been focused on, and the information came in very clear 2 or 3 weeks ago, we have to add allowing to our direction. I am directing and allowing big money flow to be received by me now. I am directing and allowing my body to live in the state of health and wellness. Since I have been incorporating that in my direction, guys, it's just things are coming out of the woodwork. I mean, it's amazingly exciting. I just finished a TV show. I am going out to do 2 films in July. I just had someone else contact me about doing a film, and these are all good parts, good films, and good money. So I want you to be very conscious of allowing the universe to deliver to you all the desires of your heart. Everything is accessible to you, my friends. And remember, the rule of all rules is, as you believe, it is delivered to you. As you believe, not how I believe, not the words that I teach, but the words that you own and the beliefs that you choose. Remember, we're electrical beings sending out electrical signals into the universe. The universe is electromagnetic. It must answer whatever we send out, positive or negative. Okay? So I am directing and allowing. Those are your words. And of course, the more you do it from your love place, the greater completion and creation you get. Okay, our next webinar will be June 25th. It's not posted yet because we're waiting to see where it's going to be, what site it's going to be. But it's on Alzheimer's and dementia. And I was surprised, quite frankly, when the channel told me to do it on that. So, boy, I can't wait. They're saying in my ear, ain't anything like you think it's going to be, which doesn't surprise us at all, did we? The other thing I wanted to share with you, and it's never come in before, an addendum of Core Belief 50, which is I do not have permission to love who I am. And it is, I do not have permission to love what I want and desire. Now, could have knocked me over with a felt tip pen here when that one came in, because all our book, all our work is based on whatever you want, love it more. But if you don't have permission to love what you want and desire, you can see the wall you're going to hit there. So let's all come together. I am directing and allowing the God of me and giving me permission to love all the desires of my heart. And so it is, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. All right, please have your questions ready. We've got a lot of people on the call today because we missed last week. I can't underline enough this allowing thing, guys. You will start to see, if you believe, of course, you will start to see immediate results. Small or large, you will start to see it. So stay conscious. All right, we're going to Lisa in Florida. Hi, you're on.
Hi, B.
Hi, baby.
My question is, last night when my niece called me at 3 a.m., was she at her house?
Not the highest question. What do you really want to know if she's safe?
Well, I really want to know, was she lying?
Okay, that's...
And was she safe? The whole, yeah, both.
When I say she was lying, is everybody balanced? Anybody switched? When I say she was lying to you, I get a no.
Okay.
When I say she's safe, I get a yes. Why are you worried, though? That's where they want to go, Lisa.
Okay, how about this question, then? Is there something she wants or needs from me that she isn't able to or doesn't know how to express?
I get a yes on that. And you know what it is.
What is it?
Well, you tell me. Go into your heart. Get out of your head.
Yeah, this is like a huge emotional thing for me. You know, when an 11-year-old calls you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
It
raises your antenna. What the core belief that they're taking me to is I cannot create with other energy. She wants your help in creating. So find out what it is that she wants.
Okay. Yeah, we used to be very close and now we're not. So it's difficult to even do that anymore. But
when I say that's her perspective, it goes to no. Definitely your perspective, it goes to yes.
Okay.
Okay. So again, as you believe, Lisa. But my question and the channel's question to you was, why are you in fear about this? You know, the first thing they showed me is Law and Order, which is my favorite show.
I know
show.
You love that show. Yeah.
I do love that show. I love Mariska Hargitay and watching her work. And, you know, but if you really watch that show, you know, it's called The Crime Show.
I've
but
been
if
watching
really,
that show for the first time, like for the last week, all the episodes. So it's funny that you say that.
Yeah, well, okay. Not in my life. That's how the work works. If you really watch the show, it is about crime, but it's how love handles crime and makes it okay and heals it. So,
yeah.
There.
I guess I just want to know, how can I still be there for her, even though, you know, I don't know.
No, I don't know. I guess. Finish your sentence.
Even though it's hard for me to be in her life right now.
Why?
Because of her parents. Because of her parents.
Well,
and
she
that's why
you
I get.
You don't have to go through her parents, do you, to be there for her?
I'm trying not to, but I feel like they influence because she doesn't even call me anymore. I know I said she called me at 3 a.m., but there must be something happening.
Okay,
that she said that.
And when I say you call her, I get a no. Don't wait for
her, Lisa.
You're the adult. Create what you want.
No. Yeah, I call her once a week or once every 10 days.
Well, can you call her with the intention of supporting her and loving her instead of I'm calling to find out if anything's wrong? Just shift your perspective toward what you want to find and experience with her. She doesn't want you to fix her, honey. She just wants
you to love her. Right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
you know my
thoughts on trying. You either do it or you don't do it, baby. Goodbye. Charlene in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. I just lost my father. And
oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Thank you. It's a huge loss. And I was around my family and something happened even before I was around my family. I haven't been around them for a long time because of I tend to, whenever I'm around them, be attacked. And the very first time that I saw you for a private session, what came through, the very first thing the channel said to me was, you get blamed for everything, even things that have nothing to do with you. And I broke down because I said I thought I was imagining it. And then what followed up, you followed up with that saying, this was a pattern that started when you were 2 years old, where you became the scapegoat for your family's rage and anger in order to save the family, in an attempt to save the family.
Okay, so that's your story, Charlene.
Right.
That's your story.
But
what are you going to do with it now? What are you going to do?
I want to release this. I've been calling in healing for my family. I worked on the pattern before I left, just to, you know, be clear and just
are
my intent was to.
Are you directing what you want? Because I get it.
Yes.
Now. How are you directing what you want?
I'm directing that there's healing in my family.
What does that mean, honey? What does that mean? That's not specific. That's like saying to Santa, I want a toy. What you want is respect and acceptance. Acceptance is the highest word. But you see, you have defined yourself as someone who is not respected by your family. That's your belief. As long as you have that belief, my beautiful person,
okay.
They've got to match it.
Okay.
So you can't go by what's happening with them or what it appears or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You direct through your love place, I am respected, acknowledged, honored, appreciated. That's who
included.
I am. Yeah. Be specific about those positives and tell the universe, now I've created this with love. You match it. It's done. Okay?
Okay. And that is a possibility with all of them?
Sweetheart, anything is possible to he who believes.
Okay.
See, it's all up to us, Charlene, but we make it about them so we don't have to take responsibility. Okay.
Oh, no.
Thank
my
you,
calling was, yeah, thank you.
You bet. Okay, Cheryl in Texas, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I've been doing great at allowing. And I believed and still believe that I created allowing in two different, very different situations in my life that were, that are big for me. And so even though I still believe that, and I know to trust and stay out of fear, I have two things have happened that would seem to imply that rather than trust and create and just keep focusing on the energy, that I may need to take some actual action, even though I'm not convinced that's true. So I called to get the channel
okay, Cheryl,
perspective on that.
You know, there's been a big circle here. What do you want? What's your question in one sentence?
One is with the homeowners association. Do I need to take any action for them to not bring a lawsuit?
So, do you need any to take any action to be free and clear from the lawsuit? I get a yes. You do. You need to take probably legal action. And what else?
Do I need to take any action to get the chiropractor to initiate seeing me as a client again?
Why wouldn't he?
Because I'm on such a tight budget that I've been working with Exchange, cleaning stuff for him, and he says now he'd rather me just pay him, and
that's not
in my budget.
Well, how can you create it in your budget, Cheryl?
Well, I've been asking him if I...
How can you create more work for yourself?
I've been looking at all that, and I'm getting from
okay.
my pendulum, just sit on it, it's fine, he realizes that he cut you off prematurely.
Sweetheart, he's asking for his own self-worth.
Right, but
now,
I've been working for him.
I understand that. And he doesn't want to do it that way anymore. So there's one core belief that's behind all of this. Hold on.
Okay.
Page here. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here. Or I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here, which means you're stuck. You keep defining yourself as stuck in different areas in your life, sweetheart. And as long as you define yourself as stuck, you will have to create situations that keep you stuck. Do you understand?
I understand intellectually. I'm not understanding the switch to make.
Well, what did I just tell you? You had to shift.
Being stuck, but I wasn't feeling stuck. I was feeling like I was creating. and receiving.
And yet, both instances that you brought up to me, you weren't.
Correct. That's what's confusing me.
So if you're not stuck, what are you?
Flowing.
You're free and you're flowing. Yeah. I'm free and I am flowing and I am creating everything I want. But when you have an underlying belief that you're stuck, it's pretty hard to follow through and allow the universe to deliver to you the desires of your heart. Do you understand?
Yeah, so like with the homeowners association.
All right, sweetheart, I've got to move on.
Okay, thank you.
Your answer. I'm free and I'm flowing and all of this flows easily for me. Okay, start.
And I do that and still get a lawyer.
Yes, because without your initial direction, it doesn't matter what the lawyer does. You've got to get you in alignment.
Okay. But I thought it would just fix itself. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
No, nothing just fixes itself if we're directing it in the other way, guys. It all starts within you. Everything starts within you. Phyllis in New Mexico, you beyond.
Hey, Dee. I'm giving this claim. I'm directing and allowing that all justice be brought to justice now. That was from last week. And it's really
we've been doing that for a long time. That came in over a year ago. And I urge all of you from your love place to direct that daily. Okay, now, what does that have to do with you, Phil?
Well, it's just everything. I'm reaching a great point in my life where everything just makes sense. There are all these pieces and parts, and it's like, it's all this sort of picture
that
of synchronicity.
Yep, that last we had was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I'll share that, because this helped somebody else, probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I just had a situation. It was just like, I've been going through this thing where I just fucking hate women. They backstab you. They're nasty. They're catty. They don't say anything directly. They stay small and don't like you.
Okay,
and like, no,
excuse
shit.
Me. Excuse me.
I know. I'm not
saying
that
about me.
Cleaning.
Do you think that about me?
No.
Okay, well, then women aren't that way.
I don't work with
you. May
you,
be
office,
attracting, you may be attracting some women because you believe that.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you what the shift is. The shift is and again, it goes with taking these little action steps, even if you're afraid. I'm doing this PTSD claim for the VA because my military, and there are these women. I was like, God, they're going to tell me to fuck off. But I called the first one, Meredith. She's like, of course, I'll help you. And then the second one, Mary, let's meet for coffee. We talked for 3 hours. And then the third one, Pat, who I thought, perfect career. And then she's like, oh, yeah, they fucking hated you at that unit. I don't know what was going on, why they treated you. Yeah, so I just realized there's these women like, I'm going to write you a statement, and I'm going to help you. Of course. So that was like a huge thing. I realized a whole list of people to help me.
Yes, you
women,
asked.
Right? Yeah.
You see, you asked for what you wanted from the perspective of a new belief that they would come through, and they did.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
It's magic how it happens like that, guys. But you've got to shift you first.
Absolutely. And in case this helps everybody, it's fear. Your fear, like, I'm not going to do that because of this past, this pattern in the past I created. But like, no, you got to take the action. You got to step into it. And you put it out there.
Yes,
and
you
receive,
have to
like
redirect.
You said, allow. Yeah.
Redirect your perspective.
Ooh.
Expect the good, guys. You've had the experiences you've had, so you know what you don't want, so you can direct exactly what you do through love. And that's what's going to get it for you.
Oh, yeah. Amen. So thank you for what? How long has it been? 12 years I've been working with you? 12, 13?
Hey, it, you know, Phil, it happens when you're ready, baby.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready for everything.
You're
now.
There.
I'm allowing.
You're there.
I'm there.
Yeah, you yeah. are. We tested Ooh. This. That last session, but you see, until you're ready and allowing for your highest information and you're not in fear of that and fighting it anymore, then it can come through. And sometimes yeah. you just have to knock it down a little bit first. Okay?
Yeah.
You're there,
Amen.
Phyllis. You're there.
Thank you.
Okay? Go get them.
All right. Love you.
yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Love you, too. Michael, oh my God, where the hell have you been?
I'm here.
Hi, Michael.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes,
Great.
Darling.
I listened to your show, always have, as much as I could. Learning and listening and, you know, trying to incorporate everything that I learned from you. I have a significant issue. For some reason, I'm having kind of a blocking energy, and I've tried several different ways to deal with it. Yes, I actually take careful notes from every one of your calls, and I even type up those notes so that I have them in front of me. But this particular, I have a situation, it's a condition, it's just blockage, and I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, I get there is a blockage there. Sheets. Book, song. Give me a movie, Michael. Any movie that pops in.
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Okay, sweetheart. Wow, did this come in right between my eyes. Creation and living is not a war.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You don't
that
have to.
That is a revelation.
You don't have to fight, guys, to create your lives. Creation is so easy if you will just give up your excuses, your stories, your limiting beliefs. Creation is easy. You know, I joke all the time, God created the world in 7 days. How hard could it be? And you are the God of you. So let's get clear. You are at war with you, Michael. And there's one core belief. Hold on, this page. Geez, we got a theme going here. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here. Or I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here. Again, my beautiful people. You are never stuck unless you have defined yourself as stuck. I am always flowing. I am always creating. I am joyfully always moving forward in my life. Hold on. There's hold on. There's one word. Am I going to life subjects here? 16. Faith. Can you have just enough pure faith as a grain of a mustard seed to know that your creation is easy?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you, go to your heart, how is Michael fighting Michael and losing his faith?
Yeah, I got it, you're saying.
Okay, I get that you did. Is there anything you want to share with us, or shall we move on?
Yeah, I've listened to your show for, I don't know, 8 years maybe.
I know you have.
I get something out of it every single time I tune in. I take notes and write up my understanding, and
my question is, when you go to your heart, where are you fighting you and making things harder? All you have to do, Michael, is be crystal clear about what you want and direct and allow it with love. The universe, guys, takes care of the rest better than you could ever conjure up. Okay?
Wow, that is so powerful.
All right. We're gonna balance everything that's come in so far, invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and we are and are allowing ourselves to be in freedom and flow and easy creation at all times. And so it is, invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. All right. Thank you, Michael, for bringing that in.
Yeah,
thank you, sweetheart. Always great to hear from you. All right, Miss Adele in Connecticut, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Well,
hi, baby.
I've been creating, and it's been really fun, and I'm enjoying it. And so, anyways, I even got a website, and so things are really starting to happen.
Yeah.
And so it's on two things that I just kind of, I used to teach improv and drama, and then one time I did an improv, but it was more like more from the soul, and it went over really big. And so it just came on me so strongly to just put that out there. So I'm just deciding whether to do it live or do improv is hard to do like over the internet.
Let's change that belief. That's not a belief that matches what we want.
Okay.
So, have you ever done virtual creation station?
No.
Well, we work with people all over the world. We bring them on. We take questions. You can share screens in improv. The channel is saying it's totally doable. And follow your heart about figuring it out. And I know that's kind of an oxymoron. Don't go to your monkey mind so much.
You
have an idea here that can open up a whole new world of training and teaching over the internet.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I mean, like when I did it, I was a health coach, and then I was in this empowering group, and they said, you're going to facilitate this. And so I just went into quiet to see what I was going to talk about health, and it didn't come up. It came up about improv, and I did it. And basically, it was so amazing. If it had been taped, it would have been an amazing play because it was just perfect.
Yeah, you channeled it, babe. Yeah. And when you channeled stuff, you channeled it. And when you channeled stuff, guys, everything's easy.
I really
urge you all to start working with a pendulum.
I need to do that.
The beautiful thing about working with a pendulum is when you build up your trust in yourself and it as a tool, and that's all it is a tool, like the telephone, you really trust to get the highest answers. Look, I had to shoot until 2 or 3 a.m. last week. Mm-hmm. And then I was really worn out. We had been on our feet literally for 12 hours in doing all this emotional stuff and crying. And I had to do Jennifer McLean's show. And I sat down and I said, okay, am I too tired to channel accurately? And the pendulum went yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, really, I'm too tired to channel correctly? No. Well, is it yes or no? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got it, you see. I was too tired because I was directing myself to be tired.
Yes. Because
as soon as I said I'm filled with energy, I channel perfectly for all these people, it was one of the best shows I've ever done for her.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I went, wow, you know, that's a really good example of what I'm teaching you guys that just got taught to me again.
Yeah, because that's happened to me where, like, I've been working on myself, like, all night, and then the next day it's like, you know, have these things. And basically, if we let it get in the way, it will. Otherwise, that next day I'm going all day until late at night, and I go, like, wow, I feel, like, really good, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. But it's a
we
belief,
like,
you know, that if you don't get enough sleep and if you don't, you know,
oh, yeah, all of those things are really not true.
Then you're going to be tired. You're going to be tired. I'm working with my daughter on the same thing. So good for you, Adele. You've really turned a corner, baby. It's exciting. Whoa, you and Phyllis.
Thank
That's
you.
That's great.
Thank you.
You bet. You go get them, baby. Okay. Andrew, how have you been, sir?
Oh, my God. What a set. I've been absolutely fabulous. I finished a movie that you filmed that came out this year, this afternoon. I was watching it, and at first I was wondering why were you in it, and then at the end you said something about magic in it, and I'm like, that's why she did this film.
What film are you talking about?
Something to do with Cat Claw Mountain going up.
Cat Claw Mountain. Oh, I love that little film. I love that little film. Yeah, I play a good witch.
The grandmother, who's a good witch. So you choose to be good or bad. But anyways, I just have to say that because it's so nice when I see your work and what you do.
Thank you.
But anyways,
thank you. One
of my questions that I have is when you ask people for songs, because when I listen to songs,
what's your question, Andrew?
There's this one song that I've been infatuated with because of the way the person put it together. It's the song Tomorrow.
What is it?
It was sung on Britain's Got Talent. And what is it? What helps you to derive the message from the particular song?
I listen. I just get it. You see, I don't go to my mind. So tell me, what's the name of the song that you're infatuated with?
Wow. It was song Tomorrow from Annie. And the way it was sung was more of a jazzy kind of way.
Yeah,
and
me to tell you what it's about? Why you're infatuated with it? It's because you continue to look at your creation in the future. Everything is created in this moment of now. And as soon as you ask, it is delivered to you.
Okay.
Isn't
that interesting?
If you see what you, quote, want to create in the future, when you get to the future, it has to move further into the future. Do you understand?
Yeah, no, I got the message. It was to do with hope, and it's something to do with the future. So you got it all really clearly. Now, my other question is, and I just want to go over the energetics. Excuse me. I have a friend in Vancouver whose daughter is in the hospital on a life or Death Balance. The daughter's an actress as well. She's been in some well-known
shows. Well, I get she
shows.
Wants to stay. I get her soul
okay.
wants to stay. That's the
yeah,
highest
okay.
question. Yeah. There's something in her way, though. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Mary Poppins?
Yeah. They took me to E.T., but it's really the same thing. Her heart's closed, Andrew. The more someone can be there and love her and go, just open your heart, sweetheart. The love will set you free. The love will cure you. The love will give you life. But open your heart.
Okay.
Open your heart. That's what she needs to hear.
Thank you so much, and that's all.
You bet. Great to hear from you again, darling.
Yeah, great to.
Yeah, sorry, I cut you off there. Johanna in Florida, you're on. Johanna?
Hi, this call
Hi, babe.
Has been answering so many questions for me. I feel like it's
shocker.
Hour with you. So I want to thank everyone for everything that they've brought up, especially Drew, because when you said what's in the way of staying and it's open her heart, before that, when he said don't look at your creation as being in the future, I realized that that's what creates procrastination in my life, is that I do that.
Uh-huh.
And it was
that's
just
true.
Such a profound realization. So thank you, Drew and Dee.
Andrew,
I got some testing done a couple of weeks ago on my digestive system, and I just read the results late this week. I haven't seen the doctor yet, but I'm wondering what energetics are the most important for me to keep
Sweetheart, let's just look
mine,
at.
Aside from, of course, loving myself and open my heart to me, to deal with
those
the,
are the two most
the complications
in my
digestive system.
What is it in your life that you're not digesting? That you don't want to understand? You don't
want
it to flow.
Okay.
Has to do with your mom. I mean,
my mom died of pancreatic cancer, and my pancreas is
well,
part of the.
Well, first of all, the first thing that came in is you're not reading the results correctly. So
okay.
wait until you talk to the doctor, because you're spiraling into this fear place. It's not about her pancreatic cancer. All right, let's just ask, what is she fighting? Is that the highest question? Sheets. But give me a song, baby, any song that pops in.
All You Need Is Love.
Yeah, well, we know that. We know that. Okay, so when I say you are directing health and wellness, you are directing yourself to digest the world. All of those go to no. And these are the words they're giving me for all of us. I am digesting the world. Through is the highest word, through love. I am digesting the world through love. So let's just look at Palestine and Israel and Hamas. I don't think most of us are digesting that with love. We're in fear, we're in judgment, we're in blame. And you know that whatever you focus on, you create more of. So right now, baby, the highest thing, Johanna, that I get for you is that you are not digesting your fear and redirecting it into love and knowing.
Okay.
Highest, most correct, most complete. You got it?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Wow, what a show, guys. What a show. All right. Please, please, you can always unsign up, you know, but sign up for the email so you don't miss the information about where we're taking all this to. I think this is going to be an incredibly important webinar for everyone. And I want us all to come together and celebrate the new home that we're going to find. They're correcting me that we've already found. All right. Let's say it loud and let's say it proud together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about. Love you guys.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.